If, at some point, you determine that the difficulty the student is displaying is not a discernible student issue, the next step is to look at you and your interaction with the student and learning situations. Please bear in mind that this does not mean that you are the sole cause to the learner becoming difficult. Rather, you may be a contributing cause. First, consider your formal training. Most physicians and researchers alike have very little, if any, formal teaching education or experience. Yes, you have spent more than your fair share of time sitting in a classroom and learning, or learning in an active learning situation, but the skills of learning do not translate to teaching, evaluation, or feedback. Second, stop and consider the departmental support that you may have for your teaching skills. Also, stop and consider your surroundings. Do your colleagues feel that teaching is the best use of their time? If not, it's likely that you will have more difficulty being an effective teacher. Also, staffing may have an issue on your teaching ability. If your department is understaffed, you will be less inclined to spend time with individual students. So what do you do if you determine that you are the reason that you're having difficulty with your student? First, pay attention. If you notice that something may not be going right, please address the issue right away. Treating the student as someone else's problem or a hoop to get through will only entrench the learner in their difficult nature. In addition, if the issue truly is your skill as an instructor, the likelihood of students coming to you pre-warned or with a pre-existing chip on their shoulder is greater. Second, seek help. If you're struggling with a learner, talk to a colleague or a mentor to see how they deal with specific teaching issues that you have identified. Also, please feel free to contact the Office of Continuing Professional Development. With over 20 years of teaching experience, we would be more than happy to sit down and walk you through the issues you're experiencing and create a plan of action to help you address these problems.